Okay, my mevata tzava ois yud. Okay, the last thing the Rebbe is explaining is that what bothers a Jew, that there's no Gilui Elokus everywhere in the world. Even if you're on the level of Rashbi, that you didn't have a Churban, but the fact that there's a Churban in the world, that there's no Gilui Elokus, that bothers the person. Like he said, Chayla is 49, he's missing the Shahr HaNun, he's still the level of Chayla, that the Alter Rebbe used to say, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, I want you. And therefore, every person daven three times a day to see the Beis HaMikdash again. So therefore, what bothers the Jew? What is the Jew broken from and oppressed from? From the fact that there's no Gilui Elokus. So he says, in Yod, Yishleimash, Pchin, Esamar, the Neshama. This level of Mord, of the Neshama. Because the Rebbe explained before that through Kossis, you come to Mord. So first he explained that's relevant in the days of Mordechai, the Mesiras Nefesh that Mordechai instilled in the Jews. That Kossis revealed the Mord of the Jew. The Rebbe is explaining this Kossis brings out a deeper level of Mord than the Kossis of difficulties. Okay, I'm sorry. This we learned already. Okay, let's go quickly. Kizeshik demonasin lishmat and teiro was because kafali magiga is gilim momailos revelation like we learned from above. Ubimei achashveda shoysa kabal mitzratzm. Okay, and he said. This that it comes from the fact that the neshama sees alukus is similar to the level of nasav and nishma that came through a gilui milmaila. But nachashvedush was no revelation from above. If anything, there was a concealment of godliness from above. Hester. Kios nizgalu askashes balukus sheba etzem and neshama. Okay, and his gashus atzma shemitzad etzem mitziusam because of their essence. Okay, now he says like, this is what we're up to. Protis yese yeshleimad. In more detail, we could say shegam begili etzem and neshama. Even in the revelation of the neshama itself, which is causes through causes, right? Causes ma'od, meaning the revelation of the essence. He says, but there's two aspects of this. There's two giluim of Mor through causes. Gili etzim and neshama binyam mesiras nefesh. The gilu of neshama through the level of mesiras nefesh. Yeshlema, you could say, shebenegel kreiches hageluim, as far as the revealed powers, who kameidav and neizv is like something additional. Meaning like this. The level of mesiras nefesh causes the neshama to be revealed. Okay, but that's the essence is causing the neshama. I mean, Mesiras Nefesh is causing the neshama to be revealed. So there's a cause and effect. Mesiras Nefesh is causing the neshama to be revealed. I'll explain this more in a second. Like we see clearly by many people. And when they lived in a place where there were decrees against Torah mitzvahs, for many, many years they had Mesiras Nefesh. And yet, yet the same people, when they came to countries of freedom, you don't see the same level of Mesiras Nefesh. Why? This that they stood in Mesiras Nefesh for many years, because they had, like we said, what makes Mesiras Nefesh happen? The gili of the essence of the neshama. So those people have Mesiras Nefesh because the essence of the neshama through the Friedige Rebbe, like Mordechai, revealed that level of Mesiras Nefesh shelamayla mikirchas egluyim. It was like a power surge from above that didn't transform them in the revealed powers. Meaning, it was this Gilui of Esim and Neshama, because of the Mesiras Nefesh that they had, so the Fri de Grebbe instilled within them, the Kamartche instilled within the Jews, the Mizlev of Mesiras Nefesh. So the Fri de Grebbe instilled within the Jews of Russia the level of Mesiras Nefesh that caused them that level of Mesiras Nefesh they had. But it didn't change their revealed Kreiches by itself, because when that power surge was over, they stayed like before. It didn't change the et. Well, let me just finish this. Dizesh etim and shami etim gam kech she etim and shami etim shalehem vein shayach leinyonim shal kech se gluim atim latziva shabahem. Meaning like this. That Mesiras Nefesh was a cause for them to have the revelation of Mord. When that power of Mesiras Nefesh finished, then the Mor left. Yeah, it was the Gili of Esam and Neshama, but it didn't transform them completely in every aspect. It's like the Rebbe explains, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, yeah, there was a Lukus all over the world, to the extent even Queen of Sheba, Malka Shva, came from the most further place to come to, yeah, but it didn't transform the world. It was like a big light that lit all over the place. There wasn't the place where the light didn't shine. But the second the light leaves, you're back to where you started.
Why should the essence go away? The essence is essence.
Because that's what the Rebbe is saying. Essence, and that's what the Rebbe said basically in 56, that essence is limited, that its essence and not revealed powers. So therefore, essence, remember like we say, infinite is also limited, that it's infinite, not finite. Right?
Yeah, but infinite is higher than finite, and essence is higher than revealed powers.
Yeah. Therefore, when the essence was revealed to the Kerech Segeluyim, essence stayed essence. It didn't transform the revealed powers. It gave it a power surge.
Like that, Matan Torah?
No, in Rush even. Mat, no. Matan Torah was a Gilui Mumaila. Okay? Mazlai Ochazi. Yeah? In the days of Purim, in the days of 1927, was Mo'or. By Matan Torah, there was no Kossis. So Matan Torah was Kofalim Harki Gigis, the Rebbe explained. It's a revelation from above. So the revelation from above caused them to have the Gilui of Nasav and Nishma. Purim was Mumata Lamaila. There was no revelation from above. So therefore, that Kossis was Kossis, revealed essence. But the essence of Purim 1927, all these things, power surge that the Kerech Segeluyim had Mesiras Nefesh within them. But it didn't change the Kerech Segeluyim. It didn't transform them. After the power surge left, then the Kerech Segeluyim were back to where they were from before. Why? Because essence is also limited, that it's essence and not revealed powers. Just like infinite is limited, that it's infinite and not finite. The Rebbe is going to explain, ultimate infinite is above finite and infinite simultaneously. Okay? In other words, there's a level of kosis that brings out the essence of the neshama, not as it is a limited form of essence versus revealed powers. It's above both, that revealed powers and essence are the same thing. And that's the kosis of complacency and indifference of goals. What?
So I think you're kind of answering it. So we said there's three types of Mesiras Nefesh. I'm trying to figure out which
one. No, two.
No, there's one, the Mazlai Fazi.
That's not Mesiras Nefesh. That's Emuna.
That's Emuna.
Kaf Aleim Harki Gigis was, the Rebbe says clear, is like similar to Mazlai Chazi, right? That wasn't Kossis. There was no oppression by Matan Torah. That was the emunah that comes because the neshama sees elokus.
That's
emunah. Emunah that's superficial becomes internalized. But the essence is not revealed. There's a cause and effect. Purim, the Rebbe explained, kosis causes ma'od. Now the Rebbe is explaining, there's two levels of kosis, which reveals two types of ma'od. There's one ma'od, kosis, of mesiras nefesh, that causes the kreches ha'galuyim to be feel the essence. But when that's over, it's gone. Because the revealed powers did not transform themselves.
Well, every once in a while, like every once in 2-3 months, for 2 or 3 seconds, 1 second or 2 seconds, a Jew feels...
You're very lucky.
Is that a question?
No, the question
he's
is
talking about himself, that a few times he feels this causes of essence. No, very good. You get in. You get the tzaddik award today.
No, not
every day. Other is good, right? Is it
what is that?
Yeah, but you don't hear what?
What is that? That's emunah. That's
no. That's like he says. The baskel that comes from heaven woke you up. But that baskel is a cause and effect again. Without the baskel, it ain't happening.
It's not a baskel. I'm not that.
No, the neshama hears it.
You want to come
the Rebbe explains, all over Chassidus it explains, the baskel comes out from heaven, says, Jews do tshuva, wake up. As the question is, you don't hear it, I don't hear it, what's the purpose of it? So the answer is, the neshama l'mayli hears it, and that causes exactly the concept of mazlayah chazi, and that causes the neshama in the body to wake up. But again, that's cause and effect. But the Rebbe explained, and this is basically the chiddush of the maimer, that the essence of the neshama has two types of revelations. Okay, let's see it inside.
Or is that the revealed? What's I hear ma'or is the essence. What's the or in this analogy? What's ma'or?
Maslay chazi that the neshama lemayel sees elukos and it influences the neshama in the body to see elukos.
That's or.
Right. And he says in the brackets, the zeh she'etzem aneshami etzem gam dekeches hageluyim. This that the essence is the essence is she'etzem aneshama. It's their essence. Has nothing to do with the form, the form of the revealed powers. It's essence. It's not revealed powers. And he says, yeah, therefore there's no mesiras nefesh causing it. What bothers the Jews? That the keiches ha'galuyim don't have gili elokus. Shegam keiches ha'galuyim shalei. Hatzir di keiches, the tzir of keiches ha'galuyim im chadim etzim. Meaning in simple English, you reveal a level of the neshama which is above essence, and therefore there's no difference between essence and revealed powers. When you reveal essence, it's essence, which is limited in being essence, and therefore it's not to reveal powers. But when you tap into a love like we know, when you say Hashem is infinite, you don't mean infinite because that's a limitation that he's finite. Hashem is above infinite and finite. So what is that? It's essence. This, in the lower level of Mesiras Nefesh, is the essence and the tzir are like similar to two things, essence and revelation. Rabbi writes, that we just said, even the essence of the neshama is mugder, is begeder, is also limited. What's it limited? In other words, infinite is also limited that it's infinite and not finite. Essence is limited that it's essence and not powers. Not 1 minute. But the way the essence of the neshama is rooted in the essence of a lokus, which is higher than essence, higher than infinite, higher than finite, higher than essence, higher than kreches ha'galuyim, hapshit is the neshama, the essence of the neshama. Listen, our brains can't get this. But the bottom line is, in vocabulary words, it's easily understood. essence.
Essence.
Huh? Yeah.
There's
essence. Essence. That's the essence of the revealed powers.
Okay.
And then there's the essence, which is above everything, that the essence and the revealed powers are the same thing. That's the way the essence of the neshama is rooted, not in the infinite level of a kus, but the higher than both things together.
Which revealed powers?
Huh?
Whose revealed powers?
Of the neshama. And therefore, that level of mesiras nefesh permeates constantly, no matter where you are, what you are, when you are, who you are. There's no difference. If there's, like, sometimes you have more, sometimes less, yeah, that means it's not the essence, because there's a change.
So when you're talking about the causes of galus, comprising the galus, that's not just affecting the essence and nefesh, but it's affecting, if you've got a level of atzmus at that time.
Correct. The way the essence of the neshama is rooted in mamash atzmus. I'll give you an example. Okay, I mean, it's just to clarify a little bit. There are people that are into learning, let's speak about Bachim, yeah? They're Bachim into learning, they're Bachim into Mifzoim. Yeah? As we know that. Okay, sometimes Rebbe will say a Sicha, but you have to learn. So who's into that Sicha more? The learners. When the Rebbe screams Mifzoim, so who's more into that thing? Somebody, okay, so they're both devoted to the Rebbe. They're both devoted. They're doing what the Rebbe wants, yeah? But the bottom line is, it's still their involvement. I like learning better, so therefore I'm connected to the Rebbe more in learning than I am in Mifzoyim. I like Mifzoyim better. A person who's connected, a real Mekusha to the Rebbe, there's no difference what the Rebbe is saying. Mifzoyim, learning, dancing, jumping off the roof, whatever it is, it's all the same. There's no change. Because I'm not connected to when the Rebbe speaks, gilui, learning, gilui, mifzoyim. I'm connected to the essence of the Rebbe. Whatever he wants, it doesn't matter. That's this concept over here. Therefore, the Mesidas Nefesh to those people doesn't matter if there's Mesidas Nefesh of Mordechai's time or Russia's time. The 11 Mesidas Nefesh, same thing. When you're talking about the essence of the Nesham, which is revealed to affect the Keich Sagilu, Moshe, in 1927, this the year of this the original Maimon of the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe called in 9 Chassidim. And he says he's making a covenant with them. To death, to mamish to death. And the Friedrich Rebbe said, I'm the 10th. So we have a minion. Okay? They made a bris, not with a moil. They made this covenant that is this gilui. No, but even that's gilui only in Mesiras Nefesh. The Rebbe's inyan is to reveal the mo'or from the mere fact that we're in Golos. Okay, let's go right to it. Vapizei Yishleimar, based on this, you could say like this. The Pchin is Hamor, the Nesham is Galasei de Mesiras Nefesh. The more that comes through Mesiras Nefesh is the level of the essence, the way the essence is limited in the way that it's essence and not Keiches HaGaluyim. Shalemar Mitzir Keiches. But Pchin is Hamor. Then the shamishim is galus, they union causes, mizashinim tsoim begolus. Yet the more that's revealed through the fact of golus is gili etzem and neshama k'meishum shreshes ba'atzmus. The way it's rooted, mainly the Rebbe is saying in the gili of essence, there's two levels. The way the gili essence is revealed, but it remains essence, and therefore it doesn't transform the keich sagiluyim, versus the other causes of complacency and galus causes that level. Yeshukash is a mevayu by maimon. Can connect. That's what the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the maimon. The pirush are kosev. Va'ata to tzavas bnei Yisrael v'yikoy lecha shem and zayis. That you should, Moshe Rabbeinu should connect the and take shem and zayis. T'lach reshem Moshe yitzavas v'yikash is bnei Yisrael. That after Now the Rebbe asked, "What's the why are they bringing the oil to Moshe?" Right, the beginning of the Maimon. And the Rebbe said, "What's the connection?" So he says, "What it means is Moshe Rabbeinu binding the Eden to Hashem." Then the Yichoy Lecha Shem and Zayis, meaning the Acher Shemesh Yitzavi Kashes Bnei Yisrael. After Moshe Rabbeinu binds the Eden, as Yavil Yisrael and Moshe Shem and Zayis, meaning. That the Yidin, like he said, remember he said the feet have an advantage over the head. The Yidin, the feet of Moshe Rabbeinu, by Moshe Rabbeinu connecting, the binding the Yidin to Hashem, the Yidin caused Moshe Rabbeinu to become greater. Like similar, like the Gemara said, Talmidei Yaseh Mikulam, by a teacher teaching the students, the teacher becomes smarter. You see, for Gam Gili Urban, what is this in Avaidam? This, the Meshe Rabbeinu commands and binds the Eden, Shuzonim of Finances Amunah, that he feeds him within Amunah, Shamunah Tianesa, Kumeshe Mitzakech Sagaluyim, that it should not only be from like the level Mazlai Uchazi, right? The level from above, but Gamitzad Etzem and the Sham also from the essence. Yeshleima, the Zemash, of course, Va'atat Tetzavah Zmenei Yisrael. And like we said, the law Shavatat Metzavah Zmenei Yisrael Mashma. And here the Rebbe says, adds to what he said at the, until now in the Maimon. Until now, the Rebbe explains in the Maimon, Meshe Rabbeinu binds the Eden to Hashem. Now the Rebbe is saying in this one line, that the Ata Tetzaveh Zmenei Yisrael Mashma, Shemesha Mitzaveh, Kashi Mechaba is Zmenei Yisrael Atzmam. Meshe Rabbeinu binds the Eden together. How can Meshe Rabbeinu bind the Eden together? Ki Mitzad Etzim and Neshama, all the Jews attack one. What does Meshe Rabbeinu do? Meshe Rabbeinu reveals the essence of the Neshama. Yeah? In essence, me and you are exactly the same. Meshe Rabbeinu, everybody is the same. There's no difference. Yechidus Shebenefesh, everybody's the same. Vayidei avayda di Yisrael. La'achar shenim shel bi Yisrael gili etzem and neshama yidei Moshe. After the Jews reveal through Moshe Rabbeinu, the essence within them, shegam keich ha'segolim shelahem, yemasim and letzem and neshama, that even, like the highest level, that the revealed powers are bottled to the essence in every way possible, okay? Meshe Rabbeinu becomes a greater level. Why? In other words, the Yidin caused Meshe Rabbeinu to have a greater gili of his essence than he would without the Yidin. And therefore, by the eagle, when Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech Reid, go down, and Rashi quotes in the Medrash from the Gemara, Lech Reid Migdulascha. Why isn't it repeating itself? Lech Reid, go down. So the Gemara says, Medrash, and Rashi brings it down. Go, one thing, go down, and Reid Migdulascha. The only reason I gave you greatness was because of the Jews. No Jews, no you. That's what Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Your whole greatness is only because of the Jews. Why? Because the Yichlei Lech of the Yidin caused in Moshe Rabbeinu a gili greater than Moshe Rabbeinu has on its own. Because this gili of essence and neshama can only come through the Yichlei Lech in Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, you can have a million levels. I don't know what you're talking about. Essence and essence. Three.
No, and then
Giluim. No, that's Mazlai Chazi. Mazlai
Chazi is Chazi Giluim?
Yes. And the essence is also Kerch Segiluim. But it doesn't transform them. Therefore, in Russia, you have more Mesidus Nefesh. Here, they don't. Then you have the third level, that the essence transforms the powers of the revealed powers to be essence. It's three levels. The chiddush that there's two levels of essence, that's the Rebbe's chiddush in this mind. Fidei Rebbe doesn't talk about that. Fidei Rebbe and Vikibla Yehudim, in his mind, talks about Mesidus Nefesh reveals the essence of the Jew. That's it. Olohoyer, and to comment. He says, not only do Jews become one, but now it's an additional level in the unity of the Jews. Therefore, what's the Achdus? Okay, we're going to have to learn this tomorrow because this needs explanation. Tomorrow, Mr. Shem will finish the Maimon.